Hello, and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, and your preacher today, coming to you right now from Donegal, Ireland, with a homily I'm calling, Do You Understand? The reading is from the Gospel of Matthew. It's the parable of the sower and its explanation. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'll read you the parable. Jesus says, Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil, and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. And then Jesus goes on to explain why he teaches in parables. And then he offers his disciples an explanation. And I want to read just this part of his explanation of the parable of the sower. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. Just that part. In a sense, Jesus' words, he is the word, but his words are not magic. He can give them to us, he can say them to us, we can hear them, but if we don't understand them, then the evil one will come and snatch them away. Well, how can that be? You can't unhear something. Ha! But there's so many ways the evil one can snatch it away, because you can just be distracted by the next shiny thing. The next idea is just to click away on the internet, after all. Or keep doom scrolling, you know? Just going from one thing to another to another. We need to understand the Word of God for it to take hold of us, to take root in us, to grow. The words that Jesus gives us, they're not just to listen to and say, oh, that's a nice sentiment, and then move on to the next thing. They're for us to think about, to ponder, to pull the meaning out of what is God saying to us? What does this mean? We have to get understanding ourselves of this word for it to really have an effect and to take hold in our life. And then we'll get the 30-fold or 100-fold multiplication of it. But we have to do the work to understand what God is saying. So I think that's a part for us to listen to today. Do you understand?